day after a federal election. One of the winners locally joining us this morning from Hastings, Lennox, and Addington, we welcome Shelby Cramp Nyman to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. Exciting morning for you and the family.
I'm pretty thrilled, yes.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What time did you shut her down last night?
Oh, a little closer to 2:30, probably.
Well, I'd like you to kind of tell Mix Nation a bit about yourself. If they're hearing you for the first time, for those in our neck of the woods that we broadcast to and you're riding, I know you're married to a guy that loves to fish, and you got two girls.
I do. I was born and raised here in Madoc, and I grew up never thinking I was going to live here the rest of my life. I moved away for school and work, and I'm back home, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I've worked as an advisor with Sun Life for the last dozen years, and I've really enjoyed what I do. So it will be a bittersweet transition, because I've always loved being an advisor. But that being said, I live here in Madoc. I'm actually out for a walk with my Springer Spaniel right now. She's a big part of my mornings. I've got two little girls. I've already got Tori off to school. She's off to St. Teresa's, and Reese has decided to sleep an extra hour.
And how about Adam? How's he doing this morning? He must be jacked up.
You know what? Both of us are. Our internal clocks turned on about 5 o'clock this morning, because that's our normal time to get up. And Tatum has been a huge support for me. He's given me the flexibility to chase my dreams. This has been a long time coming, and I couldn't have done it without him.
Yeah, this is just a quick call this morning on the show here on Mix 97. We appreciate you giving us some time. And any idea what the rest of the day is going to take place for you? Get collecting signs, that kind of stuff.
100% happy to say we already have several groups of people out collecting signs. They were out through the night, and I'm sure I'll be right in there helping them, because there's a ton, and it's a huge, diverse riding, so we'll definitely be out taking signs down.
Yeah. Are you surprised that it almost looks like the same Parliament as it was on Monday morning, and here it is Tuesday? It's basically the same. Are you surprised at that?
Surprised, yes. A little bit disappointed from a national perspective, because going door to door, that was my true poll. And the consensus was really the fatigue in our current Liberal government and the leadership of that. Moving forward, I have complete confidence in our leader, and I'm certain that we will hold our new Liberal government to account.
Yeah, and in this part of Ontario, Peterborough and here in Bay Aquinnah, yes, all blue. Ryan Williams successful last night for the Bay Aquinnah Conservatives.
Fabulous. My congratulations to Ryan.
Yeah. Well, you're the first to get back. The guy never got back to me yet. Maybe he's still sleeping in. I don't know.
No, who knows? But there's definitely a little blue wave here locally. So a great way to get some results here in Hastings, Lennox, Addington.
Well, both you and Ryan come from political families. Your father, a longtime MP and MPP, current MPP at Queen's Park. How's Dad doing? And Mom, they must be excited, and all your family.
Yeah, 100%. They were both with me last night. Mom, Dad, both my sisters, and their spouses, Jordy and Brad. It's definitely a family win. Dad, as most people are aware, and Mom have played a huge role in my life. Definitely mentors for me, and seeing the impact that Dad's been able to make at a political level, I have much to aspire to. So now I'm looking forward to it.
I know there's a lady up in heaven this morning enjoying her coffee and smiling, former Belleville City Councillor Pat Culhane, who passed away this year, was a big fan of yours. And I remember Pat saying that Cramp girl's going to do something special, and that was like a year and a half ago, and here you are on your way to Ottawa to represent your constituents in Hastings, Lennox, and Addington.
Thank you so much, Sean. If Pat were here today, I'm sure she would just say to me, smile, girl, you keep smiling.
And final tough question for you, Cramp. Okay?
Sure.
In the 36 days of campaigning, were you close to getting a dog bite when you were knocking on doors?
You know what? So many people have dogs. And yes, towards the end of the campaign, Thurlow was probably my closest, but I survived. All good.
All right. Thank you, Shelby. Cramp Nyman, appreciate this. Congratulations.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time, Sean.